This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Community Cancer Center in Normal is holding a butterfly release coming up Saturday, July 22nd. Master gardener Sue Farrell-Stroyan and Peggy Swerdlick, garden volunteer at the Cancer Center, say this is an expression of hope and peace. Farrell-Stroyan says they were inspired to do this event after seeing their very first butterfly release at the Simmons Cancer Institute in Springfield.
And we were just mesmerized. We thought that'd be a great way to christen our garden at the Community Cancer Center here. So we contacted the people. There are butterfly farms in Florida. It's really important to get a reputable butterfly farm.
Wait a minute, you mean there's disreputable butterfly farms out there?
Well, I don't know that. But we did a lot of research that the monarchs are taken care of really well there. They work closely with the Department of Agriculture. They have to approve our site before they send the monarchs here. The monarchs come in an origami envelope that is carefully folded, and you need to be very careful opening it. They take great care in sending the monarchs here that they will be healthy and go on to live a great life. We released 350 last year at the Community Cancer Center, and most of those stayed at the center and the neighborhoods around. They created new monarchs. A monarch's life cycle is just 1 month, and usually, typically in Illinois, we have 3 generations, June, July, and August. But it's been so hot in the fall, we have 4 generations now.
And I can speak to the beauty of that release with the number of people. When we said 1, 2, 3 and release, hundreds of those butterflies flew up in the air, twirled around and landed on a lot of the flowers that we have. But I live not too far away. And sure enough, I had over 50 caterpillars and raised monarchs in my yard just because I was close to the Community Cancer Center. So that was a real good thing for me, too. I have a lot of activity at my house. And really, we saw many, many, many monarchs stick around in our environment at the Community Cancer Center on our campus, which, you know, was the purpose, is to allow our patients and the families of patients to enjoy them too.
Peggy, what do the butterflies represent?
They represent freedom and happiness, their flight. To me, they also represent a kind of a renewal, a life cycle, which all ties into what we try to do at the Community Cancer Center. Renewal, hope, a sense of peace. So they are quite meaningful to a lot of people.
Who can we expect at the butterfly release on the 22nd? Will there be patients there as well as other members of the community who have actually made a donation in order to release a butterfly?
Yes, that's a good question. Patients, the staff, their families of patients, and people who are interested in monarchs. Last year we had about 350 people. Many people, monarch lovers, children. We hope this year to get as many children as we can. We've initiated and created many activities for children to play. We have a huge lawn area.
One of my friends brought her 2-year-old, her nephew, and as the butterfly was released, he landed on his cheek, and he turned to her and said, "He just kissed me." So the magic of children and how they react to the release, it was wonderful to view. And so we've decided we'll kind of beef up our activities for children.
So what do you have planned for kids?
We have someone in our group who's an expert with bubbles. We have giant
bubbles. And butterflies.
Giant bubbles coming out of everywhere. And folded, we're going to make an origami folded butterfly. The zoo is lending us their great board, life cycle board, to you can actually put your face in the face of a monarch and take a picture.
We also will have some lemonade and cookies, as well as we have 2 musicians from our community, and one will be singing some Disney songs before the ceremony actually starts, and then there'll be another person that will be singing after the release. We have registration from 9 to 9:30. If the listeners would like, they can go to thecommunitycancercenter.com and register. They can purchase a butterfly in memory or in honor of someone. We are selling those for $25. They don't need to purchase. They are welcome to come and enjoy the moment with us. We will release at 10 o'clock. We'll have a ceremony, a short ceremony. We'll have music, and then we will release the butterflies. We hope to release them on the flowers that we have there. And then there'll be music and activities afterwards. So it's a good day for a family.
In the last year, there was a large percentage of monarchs that were diminished, maybe more than half their population, due to climate change, pesticides, and deforesting. So we really believe, as does this butterfly farm in Florida, that we are keeping them in a safe environment, free from pesticides and germs, and releasing them and many more of their family on to go on their journey.
So for folks who are actually living in the vicinity of the Cancer Center who might have extra monarchs floating around, what are some of the ways we can encourage them, keep them alive, and keep them hanging around here?
Certainly by planting as many annuals and perennials in your garden. That for sure will bring a colorful display and be a good place to land. Butterflies like almost a little landing pad on the flower. Coneflower, a daisy is a good example of that. So they love perennials, they love annuals. A good butterfly garden has about 2/3 perennials and 1/3 annual.
Can we plant milkweed? Because I know that they like milkweed.
They love milkweed, yeah. And there are different kinds of milkweed. Maybe the milkweed you're thinking about is the milkweed you'd commonly see in farm fields that farmers spray.
Yes.
But there are different kinds of milkweeds. Butterfly weed is one, swamp milkweed. We use an annual plant called bloodflower that's both a host and nectar plant for the monarch butterfly. It's a really great one, and we find the monarchs lay their eggs on that one more than any other.
And, you know, when they lay their eggs, then they eventually turn into caterpillars. And I was looking at a documentary about the flight of monarchs, and I learned that almost only 2% survive these caterpillars. So it's a good idea if you see the caterpillar and you have something to feed them, like milkweed, mm-hmm. you can bring them in the house and raise them.
A little pet pre-monarch.
Right. The primary purpose is to really let the community know that they are welcome. This is the Community Cancer Center, and they are welcome to our campus. We have, since the addition, we have established this beautiful campus that is very restful, very peaceful. We have a lovely water feature. We have a labyrinth, and then the butterfly garden expands the length of the building. And those are all open to the public. It's right off the trail, and, you know, we want the community to know about this. This is a garden that we'd like to share.
And we'd like to say that the butterfly garden was created by Master in a partnership with the Master Gardeners and the Cancer Center. We studied 10 butterflies, their host and nectar needs, and created the garden with those plants.
And in doing so, we became a monarch way station, which is nice news for the monarchs. If they're flying through, they know they've got some place to feed. And we've also become a pollinator pocket.
Oh, we're so a pollinator pocket there at the Cancer Center.
Yes. When you're there, not only can you see the butterflies, but you can hear the birds and the wind through the trees. It's just a...
Very calming.
Very calming, which is good for our patients and good for their families and good for all of us who work there.
That's Peggy Swerdlick and Sue Farrell-Stroyan. The Community Cancer Center's butterfly release is coming up Saturday, July 22nd. The ceremony will begin at 10 a.m., and all the money raised goes back to the Community Cancer Center. I'm Laura Kennedy.